Hello there, Galaxy Brain readers, listeners, lovers. Jane Wilson back again with some questions and hopefully some answers that can help. This is a really interesting situation. Here's the letter. He writes, "My brother is 51, a barista and a hipster. However, he's a bit of a slob, and if you didn't know him, you'd have a hard time figuring out whether he's a hipster or homeless. It's so bad that strangers will actually cross the street to avoid him. Personally, I think he's kind of having a midlife crisis and trying to alienate friends and family. Please, I need some words of wisdom to inspire him to clean up and get his act together." And it's signed Rob. Well, Rob, this you have put a bit of a poser in front of me because I really can't tell from your letter how well you and your brother know each other these days. All you mention are the things that you see that look like he's on a downward spiral. He's not clean. He's not dressing properly. He doesn't have a grown-up job. He's not got family. He's avoiding friends and family. So before I could even remotely come up with, well, of course, words of wisdom are my business. Before I could sort of even for a moment try to suggest that there is a simple way to sort of knit this all together, I have to ask if you'd be interested in asking some questions about him. And by doing so, to find out exactly what is going on in his life. Because it looks to me as though you really don't have a lot of contact. I don't know if you're seeing him as you're driving down the street and you see people cringing away from him, or if you hear from some other relative or friend that he's still at that coffee shop, he's still doing that thing, he's grown a beard, he looks like a mess, whatever. Or if you still have some substantial contact with him. It doesn't sound like that to me. So I'm just going to go ahead with this line of how this could be handled, and you just see if it might not work for you. Okay, so how would you feel about asking him some questions about actually getting the show on the road, getting the brothers back together, putting aside some serious time, even if you have a family and job and all of those sorts of things, and he has a job, but you could maybe drop in once a week at his coffee shop. You could share lunch. You could invite him over on the weekend for a barbecue. You don't have to see him every day or even every week, but just start the conversation going. And the conversation being a conversation that isn't about what's wrong with you and what happened and why. Oh my God, look at your clothes. What are people saying to you? You know what grandma says. She says she thinks you're crazy. You're having a mental breakdown. These are not helpful conversations. And in fact, until you have the sort of the real scoop on what's really going on in his life, they're not appropriate questions. They're not fair questions. So question one, do you think he is clinically depressed or in the grip of a mental health crisis, remembering that he's not you and may have such a different sort of life and priorities now that his non-traditional choices may appear to you to be, well, full-on eccentric, whereas to him, this is the life he's always wanted to lead in his head, on his own, not sort of climbing the corporate ladder, but just doing something that he enjoys and getting on with life. Question two, was he always a bit of a loner when you were kids together growing up? A little private and self-isolating, enjoying time alone, going to his room to read or to, I don't know, watch videos, play video games, draw pictures, imagine scenarios, do all sorts of little creative things that perhaps you're not aware of. Or maybe you're just a little bit aware of it, but don't really know how much that meant to him, if indeed it meant anything. It's really important for you to introduce yourselves to each other again. And if you have the right attitude, the kind of like no judgment, open heart, How are you doing? We haven't spent time together. I need to know what's going on with you. I want to know that you're happy and that you're doing okay. And I'll tell you how I'm doing and, you know, how some of it's okay and some whatever the conversation is. But not a conversation of judgment and an ongoing conversation before you get anywhere near saying, look, I think you have a problem. I think you need to pull yourself together. I think you need to wash your clothes, get a haircut, and start acting like a grown-up. This is not part of your dialogue. Well, anytime, quite frankly, because that doesn't help anybody. So my advice to you, with love and without judgment, is get to know him again. Spend some time together. See if you can't find whatever spark there maybe was when you were kids, what you had in common, what you both enjoyed, the things you have in common being the whole rest of your family and the time you grew up, and, you know, just how things were. You need to get to know each other. He probably needs to get to know you as much as you need to get to know him. So let's just sort of dial back the wise words and inspiration and go with the, how are you doing? Hey, how about, you want to go for lunch next week, or we could go to the hockey game on the weekend? I'd love to spend some time with you, and it feels like it's been too long. This is my wisdom. This is my advice. And I hope it, really hope it works out for the two of you. Thanks for listening. Talk again soon.